Ladies and gentlemen, today we gather not to discuss religious doctrines, but to explore a fundamental aspect of existence, the need to wage war against evil in order to safeguard our survival. While peace and compassion are noble aspirations, there are dire consequences when we refuse to wage war on those who seek our destruction. Let us delve into this complex reality and reflect upon the importance of self-preservation in the face of unyielding malevolence. In life, we encounter situations where the pursuit of peace becomes an impractical endeavor. It is crucial to acknowledge that not everyone shares our desire for harmony or possesses goodwill. Consequently, attempting to make peace with individuals or groups bent on our destruction can be likened to willingly embracing our own demise. This understanding compels us to recognize the need for self-defense and the obligation to confront evil head-on. Recognizing the existence of evil is a necessity. Evil is a pervasive force in our world, manifesting itself in various forms, such as terrorism, brutality, and genocide. It is essential to acknowledge its presence rather than turning a blind eye to its existence. By recognizing evil, we empower ourselves to identify potential threats and take necessary action to protect our well-being, both individually and collectively. The unfortunate fallacy of unconditional reconciliation is a sad reality we must confront. While reconciliation and forgiveness hold immense value, they must not be pursued blindly or compulsively. History has shown us that attempting to make peace with individuals or groups committed to our destruction typically leads to much further suffering and loss. True reconciliation requires the mutual desire for harmony and an acknowledgement of the harm caused. Without these essential elements, peace becomes an illusion, and the pursuit of reconciliation will then only serve to perpetuate the cycle of violence and terror. Self-preservation is most certainly not an inherently selfish or unethical concept. On the contrary, it is a fundamental instinct that allows us to protect our own lives and secure our well-being. Just as individuals have the right to defend themselves against physical harm, communities and nations have the responsibility to safeguard their existence when faced with an existential threat. This ethical imperative necessitates the willingness to wage war against evil forces that aim to annihilate us. In times of grave injustice and imminent danger, the concept of a just war emerges. A just war is not a means for aggression or conquest, but a defensive response to protect innocent lives and uphold fundamental human rights. It embodies the principle that there are moments when the pursuit of peace becomes secondary to the preservation of life and the prevention of further harm. Engaging in war against evil forces can be a moral imperative, ensuring the long-term possibility of peace and justice. To conclude, having explored the reality that there are instances in life when making peace with those intent on our destruction is an act of self-destruction, acknowledging the existence of evil and recognizing the need for self-preservation, we have established that waging war against evil can be an ethical obligation. By embracing the concept of a just war, we can strive to protect innocent lives and preserve the possibility of a lasting peace potentially occurring at some point in the future. This imperative does not advocate for aggression or the promotion of violence as a first resort. Instead, it encourages us to acknowledge the complexity of human existence and the fact that we have a moral duty towards self-preservation when confronted with unyielding malevolence. Thank you.